Brian, welcome to a Browns Therapy Friday.
Get it going,
Therapy
Brian.
Monday.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up? How
Just
are you?
Just wonderfully well, Brian.
Well, you know, man, I don't know what you're doing, right? So I can't, how good can it be? But I don't know, man. I only got a couple seconds. Y'all really know how to drag out a call.
Well, you're doing a good job of dragging out this call.
You've been
going
on for about 30 seconds. It's cooking.
Yeah.
Way to go, Brian.
Listen, man, listen. We a bad organization, bro. And we being exposed. I mean, to me, number one defense last year, right? Deshaun Watson, good player a couple years ago. Played good, had a little flashes last year. Number one offense line. And now they can't even figure it out. Bro, this is a bad organization. Nothing that nobody can do to fix it. They firing running back coaches last year. That was the only bright spot that we had on the offensively on the team. It's just whenever you got chaos, look, don't be surprised when chaos starts to spread like an infectious disease. And that's exactly what this is. We in the AFC North. And we cannot afford to have this kind of bad leadership, because when you do, you see it. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You can't fix it. You have to literally tear it up inside the organization, rebuild it, get something, stop having people throw all their opinions out. Because you can see it's like transitioning. This guy must think he right. This guy. You need all those people swinging in the same direction, and it's not happening. And this is what you're seeing out in the field.
Brian, thank you very
thank
much.
You. Transcripts of Brian's phone call are available at 923thefan.com.
Our buddy Tom TK sends me this. He said this: how bad is Andrew Berry? The only offensive starter on this team that Berry drafted in five drafts is Jedrick Wills.
Is there a law that says you have to draft your offensive line?
That's interesting. Think about that. Cool Ray's in Bedford.
Here we go. Cool Ray in Bedford.
Here we go, fellas. Man, can we listen? Whoa, I'm not even mad no more. I'm not mad. Because I saw this one coming.
Cool Ray, do me a favor. Take it off speakerphone.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
I'm not even mad anymore. I used to be mad because, you know, I know the problem is the coach, right? We see it. And now it's organizational. Like, this is such a debacle. We saw it a couple years ago when Baker was here and he wanted the players to be the leaders of the team, Miles Garrett, stuff like that. And last year we gave him credit and the league gave him credit for the defense winning 8 games for us. This year,
you don't think Flacco helped a little?
Okay, so with the Flacco thing, let me say this. I've never liked the Flacco, maybe because he played for a different team, but
sure.
At that point, but I give all veterans who've been in the league a long time this credit. You've seen
discredit.
Multiple defenses. Oh, you know, credit for
okay.
You've seen defenses. You know how to prepare. You're
sure.
Professional. You wouldn't have been there. So Flacco not practicing and Flacco not having to go to training camp and coming in when he did. And by him being a veteran, I'm not going to knock him on that. But at the end of the day, his numbers was his numbers, which he threw more interceptions than anybody in the league in a short time he was there. My problem what we have in here is what we saw yesterday. Yesterday is such a debacle because my team has an offensive coordinator who doesn't do a job. The coach does the offensive coordinator job. You have this dysfunction because this team, once again, didn't look ready. I'm so tired of the injury excuse. Every team has injuries. That's why you a coach. You make sure your backups can come in and do a serviceable job until your starters get ready if they can come back sooner. If you're waiting for Chubb to come back to make something happen, you're still 3 more weeks away, which is 3 more losses away. So you're so
And Cool Ray, it's hard to bank on a guy coming off a second big knee injury thinking he's going to walk in the door and be 120 yards a game.
He's Batman.
And to be fair, Deshaun Watson, it's some of his fault. But I want you guys to go do this on your own time, and I know you guys will. I want you to watch the routes of the receivers. Every single play that Deshaun Watson got sacked, look at the routes. They ran a route and stopped. They literally didn't even try to fight to get open. They just ran and stopped, ran and stopped. And then when you know that the offensive line is leaking, most of the routes that he was trying to throw to, they were deep routes where you wouldn't even have the time to throw it anyway.
Cool, Ray. Thank you, buddy. I want you to think about this. I've screamed out wide receiver forever. Okay, I'm going to scream about it right now. I think Amari Cooper is a really good pro, and Amari can play on my team any day. He's not absolute upper echelon NFL wide receiver, and that was the case even when they brought him in. His career is terrific. He's a really good wide receiver, but he's not, you know, CeeDee Lamb. He's not Jamar Chase. Okay, and probably never was. Your other big acquisitions have been third-round draft choices who haven't hit, and a guy who didn't work out in New York, who they moved on from, Elijah Moore, mm-hmm. and a guy who didn't work out in Denver, Jerry Jeudy, who they moved on from.
Okay.
So you had two reclamation projects that you brought in who you made starters. That's tough to do. Steve is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steven.
All right, let's go with facts, what we do know.
Okay.
This stuff started in a playoff game against the Texans last year when Joe Flacco was throwing those pick sixes because they started to blitz the Browns' offense. Kevin Stefanski play calling. Joe Flacco looked terrible in that game and in the second half, late in the second half. And everybody was like, he's a bum, he's a scrub. It just transferred over into this year. Let's go with what we
Wait,
do
who was a bum? Just for clarification, who did you think was a bum? Was it Flacco or Stefanski?
Well, Flacco throw those pick six in the playoff game against the Texans.
Okay, you're talking Flacco. I just follow along. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Steven. Sorry.
It's only because they brought heat on him.
Right.
So what the MO on the Browns is that Kevin Stefanski cannot call a good game against the blitz. Now, everybody know against the blitz, it's a three-step drop, screen plays, and go to your tight end. Chip at the line, turn around, get the ball out of your hand. He's not doing that. The guy just got off the line with you. Kevin Stefanski is calling plays that have to develop. Deshaun Watson don't have enough time for that. But let's talk about Deshaun Watson because this is the elephant in the room. This is the real story. What do we know about Deshaun Watson? He won championships on the high school level. He won a championship in Clemson, first 3 years in the league. He was a Pro Bowler, led the league with touchdowns and yards passing.
And was really good. He was really good in Houston.
No. He wasn't good. He was great. That's why Kevin Stefanski said what he said about Deshaun Watson. Because he understands one thing. Haslam knows football. Haslam is nobody's dummy. Haslam knows that Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback. The question is the right coach in place to coach him? That's the number one question. And we can answer that question because you can take Deshaun Watson.
Steven, do you think Deshaun is an elite quarterback right now?
Absolutely. Ain't no doubt about it. He's one of the smartest quarterbacks in the league. I tell you what, take Deshaun Watson out of the equation, put Jameis Winston back there, and you'll go probably, 1-14? Simple.
Deshaun got taken out of the equation last year, and Joe Flacco, regardless of as many interceptions as he threw, was throwing for 300 every game. Same line.
Let me explain this to you.
Okay.
Flacco and Watson had basically the same record as starting quarterback.
Just give me an opportunity to rebuttal that.
Sure, go.
It happened in the Texans game in the playoffs.
Okay.
When they figured out how you slow down Joe Flacco and the Browns offense, blitz. And they start doing it, and they never stop doing it. They're doing it to the day right now. Kevin Stefanski cannot call a good game against the blitz. That's the bottom line. Because everybody know against the blitz, what do? You go to your tight ends. You go with screen plays to offset that pressure coming up the middle from the ends. He won't do it because he is – you can sit here and say that I'm biased towards Kevin Stefanski, which I'm not. Deshaun Watson is not the problem. It's the head coach.
I don't know, Steve, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm super bothered by that play in the first half when he walked off the field with 20 seconds. I don't get it. I don't understand that play. And you saw it. And again, I don't think this is all on Deshaun. I don't think it's all on everybody. They should all be pointing fingers. But
I'm sure
I can't sit here and tell you that Deshaun Watson's the same quarterback he was when he was in Houston.
The guy that took a team
that was 0-3 to start the season and make it to the playoffs. That's the guy I want. Is he still there?
He doesn't look like it to me.
No.
Can he be there? We'll find out.